Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 15th day of the month of Teves, although today we have Rav Rimon from Eretz Yisrael, so it's already Yom Chamishi, the 16th day of Teves in Eretz Yisrael. Today's program is generously sponsored by Avi Mori, Avi Marasi, my incredible parents, Dr. Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, in commemoration of the Yahrzeit of my dear and beloved grandmother, my mother's mother, my Amma, Stephanie Price, whose fourth Yahrzeit is today. My Amma was a unicorn, likely the most special person I ever encountered, I ever met, and I was truly blessed to be one of her grandchildren. Despite the earlier part of her life being fraught with multiple challenges and obstacles, Amma never complained. In fact, throughout her lifetime, she never, literally, never said a bad word about anybody. Her sweetness and constant smile were her trademark. Amma was a Holocaust survivor whose parents were killed in the Shoah, with Amma escaping to England from Germany, where she met my Appa, eventually immigrating to the United States. We were incredibly fortunate to have Amma with us until the ripe young age of 100, and they are learning today via tchus, via merit, for her memory and her legacy, elevate and strengthen all who knew and loved her. May her neshama have an aliyah. Additionally, I want to take this opportunity to wish my father a happy birthday as well. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including four children that we have been davening for here on the call: Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devora, Pesach Betalo, Ben Chaya Batsheva, Helena Orna, Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they at all in need have Erefua Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza now more than 450 days. The reports are coming out almost by the minutes of how we seem so close. We're on the one-yard line. Bezrat Hashem, please, God, may they speedily, please, please, please be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yossi Tzvi Ramon, the Rav of Gush Etzion and Rosh Hashiva of Machon Lev in Israel, as well as the founder of Shagarim Balev, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. They'll be followed by Rav Rimon slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Rav Rimon will read it together with us, and everyone will recite it together with him on their end. It'll be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rav Rimon will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach, the Shvuyim. Although I know, Rav Rimon, I know you're on already. I know you have your own Tefila that I think combined the two, so whatever you choose to use is totally fine with us. And then finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rav Rimon will pause and give each of us here on the call from around the world the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, please share it with friends and families, is ou.org/Tehillim call. Two things before we bring Rav Rimon on. Today, following the conclusion of the call, we will have a great opportunity to be joined on the line by Ayelet Glass, a dear friend who, at the direction of Rav Rimon, is spearheading and revolutionizing the way that singles in our community are meeting one another. Are you ready for an amazing stat, for an incredible statistic? Shagarim Balev, the revolutionary Shidduch initiative founded by Rav Rimon, is averaging an engagement or wedding every 2 days in Israel. Every 2 days. Nobody has made a dent in the Shidduch crisis like this, and I'm very excited to share that the OU has partnered with Shagarim Balev, which translates as Ambassadors of the Heart, highlighted here in North America. If you know of someone who's looking to get married, you're looking to get married, a child, a grandchild, a nephew, a niece, a neighbor, whoever it might be, you don't want to miss my conversation with Ayelet following the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim on today's call. One last final housekeeping note. Today will be my final day hosting the call for the next week and a half. As Be'ezrat Hashem, please God, tomorrow our family will be flying to Eretz Yisrael, and I am thankful to my dear colleague, Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, who will be guest hosting the program in my place through mid-next week, and then another dear colleague, Benjamin Cement, who is part of the OU Fellowship, assigned to our Department of Synagogue Initiatives, will host the remainder of the program until I return in Yiras Hashem on Monday, January 27th. So please, following the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim, please stay tuned for a fascinating insight into Shagarim Ba'Lev. And with that, I do not want to take any more time. Bechavod, with great honor, tremendous clip to welcome back to the Daily Call, Avri Mog.
Shalom, shalom uvracha for everyone. It's so exciting to be here with you. And it's exciting that you are coming to Israel tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem. Our parasha, Parashat Shmot. Very interesting because till now, Am Yisrael never was called Am Yisrael. They were called Bnei Yisrael, Israel, Bnei Yaakov, but not Am Yisrael, not a nation. And it's very interesting because the first one that calls us Am, that calls us as a nation, is Paro. And think that Paro, he's the first one. Paro, when he did it, his meaning was bad. He said, look, the nation, we have to get rid of them. They came as a family, now they're a nation. But Paro, in this point, didn't realize that by this, he brings Am Yisrael really to be a nation. He brings Am Yisrael to be together. He brings Am Yisrael to understand that just as one family, one nation, strong people, people that believe in God, in Hashem, people that understand the mission, people that behave like a nation, this is the only way that they are going to be saved. Sometimes a war, bad things, are things that are leading us to understand that we are a nation, that we are one family, that we are together. In the Midrash, Chazal speaks on the question, why Am Yisrael went to Egypt and became slaves? Why Hashem did it? And Chazal, in one of the answers, they say that in the family of the children of Yaakov, they were fighting with each other. And Hashem said, God said, Yerdu kulam lemitzrayim, all of them will go to Egypt. Yomru kulam avadim ha'inu lefa'o v'mitzrayim. All of them will say, avadim ha'inu lefa'o v'mitzrayim, we are the slaves of Paro. And then they understand that just when we respect each other, just when we are really together, we can succeed. I go a lot to visit soldiers, to visit injured soldiers, to visit the families of the hostages, that Be'ezrat Hashem they'll return healthy, to visit Almanot and Yetomim, and I see today a unity still today that we didn't see for long time. In the beginning of the war, we had 99%. Now it's less, but it's still 85%. And once, when I went to visit soldiers, a soldier that is not from, not observant, came to me and said, Rebbe, I want to tell you, I feel here that everyone is together. it doesn't matter religious, not religious, right, left, everyone is together, and I'm so excited. It gives me tremendous chizuk that I just said that we had to learn it from our enemy. Sometimes the enemy teaches us that we are Am Bnei Israel, that we are one family, that we should be together, and of course we would like to understand this thing without a war. But when we have a war, we have at least to understand how we continue it after the war. Okay, maybe Paro told us that we are Am Bnei Israel. Maybe Hamas and Hezbollah taught us again that we are one family. Okay, but after the war, we are going to be better. We are not going to be the same. We are going to be in unity, in Emuna. It cannot be that so many people were killed and we will return to the same, and we have to work on it. And I'm working also in a huge unity project of the team in Chilonim, religious and non-religious. I'm working especially with you, and you see thousands of them that we bring together, that they enjoy so much to be together, that they feel good, that they feel that they have common missions, and really we are one family. So also if in this war the enemy taught us that we are one family, like Paro, at least we should take this lesson and continue Be'ezrat Hashem also now, and also when the war ends, Be'ezrat Hashem. So we'll say a few Pirkei Teilim, and I'll then say one sentence of Shagrim Valev, and Ayelet would continue Be'ezrat Hashem. So we are starting Teilim Perkaf. למנצח מזמור לדוד, יענך אדוני ביום צרה, יסגבך שם אלוהי יעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש, ומציון יסעדך, יזכור כל מנחותיך ועולתך ידשתף לה. ייתן לך לבבך ושפתך ימלא. נרננה בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל נשאלותיך. אתה ידעתי כי יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלף הרכב ואלף הסופים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני יושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראינו. And now we'll go to Teilim Kaf Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Binot Deshe Yarbitzeini, Almei Menuchot Yenaaleini. Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheini, Vimag Leitzedek Leman Shemo. Gam Kelech Vegeitzal Mavet Lo Yira Ra, Ki Ata Imati. Shivtecha Umishaltecha Heima Yenachamoni. Ta'aroch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzorerai. דישנת ושמן ראשי כוסי רוויה, אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. תהילים קכ א', שיר למעלות, אשא עיני להרים מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מעם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למוט רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. We went to קופלמד, תהילים קופלמד. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני שמעה וקולי תהיינה אוזניך קשורות לכל תחנוני. עם אבונות תשמוריה, אדוני מי יעמוד. כי עמך סליחה למען תברי. קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי ולדברו אוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות. והוא יפדה את ישראל עם כל הבנותיו. תהילים קוף מם בית. משכיל לדוד ויותו במערה תפילה. קולי אל אדוני אזעק, קולי אל אדוני את חנן. אשפוך לפניו שיחי צרתי, לפניו אגיד. והתעטף עליי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי. באורך זו אהלך תמנופח לי. הבט ימין וראה ואין לי מכיר, אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינתי כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מעודפיי כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך, ויכתירו צדיקים כי תגמול עליי. כל בית ישראל, for our brothers everywhere, אחינו, כל בית ישראל, I don't know if you sing it or you say it, but I'll say it here, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, מאפלה לאורה. משעבוד לגאולה השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. And now we'll say משברך for the חיילים, and משברך for חטופים. And mishiverach for the pzuim, the injures, for the hostages and for the injures. Mishiverach avotenu Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, u'Shlomo. Hu yevarech et chayalei tzeva hagana liYisrael, ve'anshei kochot habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arceinu ve'arei Eloheinu. מן הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומיד הגדול הדבוע הרבה ובכל מקום שלי, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ישיב הקדוש ברוך הוא את החטופים במהרה, בריאים, ושלמים בנפשם ובגופם. ישלח הקדוש ברוך הוא במהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל הפצועים, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף. ייתן עצה טובה למנהיגינו ואיתה אחדות בתוכנו במהרה וימינו, ונאמר Amen. I see also Mishiberach Acholim, so we can say it and everyone can add his names. Mishiberach Avotenu Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David u'Shlomo. Hu yivarech v'yirape et. Avraham, v'atah shlomit. הקדוש ברוך הוא מלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפותם ולהחזיקם ולהחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, כל עבריהם ולכל גידיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. And before Ayelet speaks, I just want to say that 5-6 years ago, we sat together, me and Inino, other people, and who thought, what do we do with the huge problem of the singles today? People that are wonderful, unbelievable, but something is stuck in Shiduchim. And then we thought on a system that will be the ways, like ways in the, when you drive, ways of Shiduchim, a special system. that will take everyone that can join and help us to make Shiduchim. How does it work? Ayelet will explain. But we can tell you, as I said before, every 2 or 3 days we have a wedding. And Bezrat Hashem, I'm waiting for the day that if we want have a wedding every day, I won't go to sleep. We need to think on all those things, wonderful people, and to daven all the time, and to see whatever we can do, that all of them will find Bezrat Hashem, Zivug Agun, V'tov, Yireh Shamayim, Uval, Midot, Tuvot, Mimera, Mamash. So I'll turn now to Ayelet, that she's in charge on all the American department. Ayelet, Bakasha.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Mon. We look forward to having you back on the program, Bezrat Hashem. It's a schut to have you on. Okay, so as promised, I'm thrilled to welcome to the line, and I believe that we are breaking the glass ceiling for us here at the Daily Tehillim call, nearly 5 years in the making, come March. We've had wonderful Rabbanim from North America, from Eretz Yisrael, but I believe we are breaking the glass ceiling. Is that Ayelet, you are going to be the first woman to join us on these digital airwaves. So very, very exciting. Ayelet Glass is the international coordinator of Shagorim Balev, Ambassadors of the Heart. I want to welcome you to the Daily Call. It is a pleasure to have you on. Welcome, Ayelet.
Thank you so much, Rav Naftali, and thank you, Rav Rimon, for the absolutely inspiring words. I'm so, so honored to be here. It's such an amazing, amazing project. And I'm so honored to be able to share with all of you amazing listeners a little bit about this initiative of Shagorim Balev. So I know for me, I always used to walk around with this feeling of, I know this amazing girl. She's so awesome. I wish there was something I can do for her. Or like my cousin, he's such a great guy. I wish I knew the right person for him. I wish there was more I can do. And when I was introduced to Shagorim Balev, which is Ambassador of the Heart, there was suddenly this moment of, there is something I can do. So basically, Shagorim Balev, which we call in English Ambassadors of the Heart, is an online platform that people who are just like me and you, not official shadchans, not people who are like super professional in shiduchim, people who love people, other people who are single, have a chance to set up the people they love. Each ambassador represents a few singles that they know personally, and they add their information onto the website. And then other ambassadors do that too. And then they're able to communicate and share, and the system is super, super easy and awesome to operate. It offers me matches for the people I added. It makes it really, really easy to become a matchmaker, even if I'm not naturally one like that. I can just share with you that today, one of the ambassadors that we encouraged to join, he joined through one of our events 7 months ago. Today, he let me know that his second couple got engaged through Shagorim Balev. He is a single guy, 24, was representing his friends, and he's just finally able to find the right girls for them. Because his network, instead of being the 100 people that he knows from his personal life, it becomes over 10,000 people. Baruch Hashem, in Israel, we've seen amazing success. And also in the United States, we launched and we have hundreds of ambassadors and hundreds of singles and couples dating, new couples dating every week, and some couples going steady and strong and serious, and we really hope to have those engagements soon. But if someone in this call, which I'm sure is every single person listening to this call, has in their life people that they know personally who are single, they love them, they think they're awesome, and you want to do more for them, this is the platform for you. This is what you can do to make sure that you're doing your part and helping them find the love of their life. The only way to be added to the system, there's many apps that people look for themselves. There's many platforms that official shadchans look for you. The only platform that your friends, your family, people who know you personally can take this initiative and look for you and help you, the single, find the love of your life is Shagorim Balev. So if you are interested in joining and this sounds like something interesting, or you really want to tell your son, like, wow, this is so awesome, you have to set up all your friends. So you would search online for Ambassadors of the Heart or Shagririm Balev. Or you're also welcome to message our number, which is +972 58 532 3242. And just in case I said it too fast, I'm going to say it again. +972 58 532 3242. And really, I really, really bless us all to be zoche, to help the people we love, to build new homes. I really feel in moments like this, this is what Am Yisrael needs. In moments of hardship, this is what we were always famous for in Am Yisrael. We always build new homes, build new families, bring more life into the world. Especially if we're thinking of Parashat Shmot, that's what we were busy doing in Mitzrayim, and this is what should be still done till this day. And I really encourage all of you to become active in helping the people you love find the love of their life. And thank you so, so much, Rav Naftali, for the opportunity and for being the first woman to speak here. And I really, really hope that Be'ezrat Hashem, next time I'm on this call, we're already going to have many couples, thanks to the people listening today, many more couples married and many new homes in Am Yisrael.
Amen. Now, Yael, if you can share the phone number, maybe just one or two more times, but it's just also to summarize that we recognize that there is a shidduch crisis, but I personally relate to this initiative so much because I got married in my 30s. It took me 10 years of dating to get to the point. And so when we heard whispers of this at the OU, such a successful initiative happening coming out of Israel from Rav Rimon, I was immediately drawn to it, and something that, you know, Yael, you and I spent many hours trying to get things going here in the States, and thus things will keep growing. But we recognize that there are many ways for one to get married, and there's no one size fits all. There isn't, you know, no one has figured out the solution. This is a solution, and one that has seen incredible success in Israel, that it caught the attention of the OU, that we are doing it here as well. And we really believe that we can make a dent. We know that we will, to help people get married. And so, really just under Rabbi Mohan and under your leadership, we're really just so excited about what we can get done here. And that, yes, there are those who will still use Shashkanim, and there are those who will go on to different dating apps, and every derech, every route, it could be a good one. But Shagrim Balev's numbers speak for themselves, and without a question, it is making a huge difference. And so if you could please share the number one or two more times, and I really appreciate you being on, because I know it is 8:28 right now in Israel, that your husband is currently in the Luim in reserve duty, and that you're serving the Jewish people like thousands of other brave Chayalim, and that you are probably smack in the middle of bedtime, because that's what I'm doing at 8:28 usually here in Boca Raton. And so we're very grateful that you made the time to be on with us as well. And if you could share that number just one or two more times, Ayala. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rav. So again, the number, +972 58 532 3242. And one last time, +972 58 532 3242. And thank you so much for this opportunity. And really, I couldn't agree more that every platform and any way to get people married is amazing. And this is just our way to do our chelik and our part. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we can see each other when we are in Israel the next few days. Looking forward, and so exciting.
Amen.
And a wonderful opportunity. Be'ezrat Hashem, it's so great to have you on. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, with Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, will be in the studio, guest hosting as each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope. All of Klal Yisrael around the world. I look forward to being back together with all of you on Monday, January 27th. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.